calendar coincidence. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, a blasphemous one to some people. Easter Sunday yesterday, March 31st, also happened to have been an international day to recognize transgender people. Fox's Jackie Heinrich outside the White House on a rainy day in D.C.
Although President Biden, who is Catholic and attends Mass every weekend, issued a statement commemorating Easter Sunday, he also issued a statement marking Transgender Day of Visibility. It reads, "Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you are worthy of respect and dignity." Republicans sounded off about that and also about an egg decorating contest for the children of National Guard members. A flyer that was promoting the contest said kids' submissions must not include any questionable content, including religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements.
Responding to the criticism over all this, White House spokesperson says, "As a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American." There are new accusations that Russia had something to do with mysterious ailments that struck American diplomats.
U.S. agencies decided last year it was very unlikely a foreign adversary was responsible for so-called Havana syndrome. First reported in Cuba's capital, American diplomats complained of migraines, nausea, memory lapses, and dizziness. Now, Russian-focused media group Insider is pointing the finger at Moscow. It says members of a Russian military intelligence sabotage unit could be placed at sites where Americans fell ill, and members of the group received awards for developing non-lethal acoustic weapons. Russia previously denied involvement. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Police in Baltimore looking for a man who shot five people at a restaurant, killing one during Easter brunch. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
One of the two suspects in the fatal shooting of New York City policeman Jonathan Diller appears in court this morning. Investigators say Lindy Jones was in the driver's seat of a car with Guy Rivera when Rivera fatally shot Jonathan Diller during a traffic stop in Queens last week. Jones is facing weapons charges. Rivera is charged with Diller's murder and the attempted murder of his partner. Rivera is scheduled to appear in court May 7th. An El Paso, Texas judge reportedly orders the release of some migrants arrested as part of a mob storming a border fence March 21st, pummeling National Guard members. The judge is blaming the district attorney.
The El Paso Times reporting that a presiding magistrate judge accused the district attorney's office of not being ready to proceed with detention hearings for each defendant. On March 21st, a group of migrants tore down razor wire and rushed past Texas National Guards, knocking them to the ground as they ran to the border fencing. The judge reportedly saying all the rioting participation cases will be released on their own recognizance because the DA's office was, quote, not ready to go. It is unclear if the ruling applied only to the riot participation charge and not to the assault and criminal charges related to the border rush.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, another hearing for more defendants is expected today. Starting today in California, the new minimum wage for fast food workers climbs to $20 an hour. The new law going into effect could lead to some price hikes and the possibility of smaller serving sizes. It was supported by the trade association representing fast food franchise owners. The new requirement applies to chains with more than 60 locations nationwide. An Israeli tech entrepreneur and his wife were identified as the two people killed in a single-engine plane crash near the California-Nevada border Saturday night. Laron Petrushka was flying the plane with his wife Naomi on board, trying to land during a snowstorm, and had crashed near a railway after several communications with a tower. The couple is living in California and leaves behind three sons. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.